Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
We're learning Maseches Sukkah, Daf Vav. We're going to start the shiur, the end of Daf Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara is going through the limud of how we know you need 10 tefachim for a mechitza. The Gemara's first limud was that the Aron was 9 tefachim, an am and a half, 6 tefachim, an amma, and the kaparis was a tefach, and it says that the Shekhinah went on top of the kaparis, and we know the Shekhinah didn't go lamata ba'aret, so it must be that 10 tefachim is a new rishus. That was the first limud. And the Gemara says that would be a limud that you need 10 tefachim, including the schach. How do you know you need 10 tefachim besides for the schach? And that, the Gemara says, the limud is from the kruvim, that the kruvim were 20 tefachim high. The Gemara learns it out from the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kruvim were b'shlish ha'bayis. The Kruvim were 10 amas high. And the Beis HaMikdash was 30 amas high. So the Kruvim were b'shlish ha'bayis, the third of the house. So too in the Mishkan, where the Mishkan was 10 amas high, which is 60 tefachim. So the Kruvim must have been 20 tefachim high. A third of 60 is 20. And therefore, the Kruvim was 20 tefachim high. And it says, Seichichim b'chanfeim, the Knafim were, the wings of the Kruvim were above the Kruvim, and it wasn't Lamal Lamal, it wasn't higher, it was right above the Kruvim, and it would be exactly 20 Tfachim off the ground, which would mean 10 Tfachim off the Aron and the Kaparis. And you see, it's called Seichichin when it's 10 Tfachim off from the Aron and the Kaparis. That's the limit of the Gemara. So the Gemara says this limit fits good according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the Amas HaKelim were 6 Tfachim per Amma. They were Beninis. 6 tefachim per amma. So therefore, when it says that the Aron was an amma and a half, an amma is 6 tefachim, a half is 3. So that would mean 9 tefachim. The kaparis was a tefach. They might have limud for that before. And Mela would be 10 tefachim high. So the kruvim that are 20 tefachim off the ground would be 10 tefachim off the kaparis. But if you hold a Rabbi Yehuda that the kalim are 5 tefachim, so what are you going to say? If the kalim are 5 tefachim, so an amma is 5 tefachim, and half an am is 2.5 tefachim, that's 7.5 tefachim, and therefore the Aron and the Kaparis add another tefach for the Kaparis, is 8.5 tefachim. So the Gemara's kasha is, so it would be 11.5 tefachim from where the Kruvim stand, which are 20 tefachim, like we said, a third of the house. So it would be 11.5 tefachim. So in order to be Seichim, it would have to be 11.5 tefachim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, according to Abiyud, the Hilchas of Gemirila, he has a lachal meishim misina, the shear of 10 tefachim is a lachal meishim misina. So this Vasemis has a kasha on the cheshman of the Gemara. The Gemara's cheshman is that according to Abiyud, since the Kruvim were b'shlish ha'bayis aimdim, they were 20 tefachim high, and the Aron and the Kaparis was 8.5 tefachim, being that the Amma is 5 tefachim, and Amma and a half is 7.5, and the Kaparis is another 1 tefach, is 8.5 tefachim. So therefore, it would be 11.5 tefachim. The kasha is, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Amas HaKelim are 5 tefachim, so where do you get the din that the Kruvim by the Beis HaMikdash was a third of the Bayis? Okay, the Bayis was 30 Amas high. The 30 Amas high, that was Amas HaBinyan. Amas HaBinyan, even Rabbi Yehuda holds a 6 tefachim. And the Kruvim, which you see from the Gemara are Kalim, the Kruvim would be 10 Amas high, that would be the Amas of 5 Tvachim, because this Machlekes remained the Rabbanan, if the Amas of Kalim were 5 Tvachim or 6 Tvachim, is not only by the Mishkan, it's also by the Beis HaMikdash. And it's the Gemara Menachos, Daf Tzadik Zayin, that says that. So, why does the Gemara assume that according to Yehuda, the Kruvim in the Mishkan were 20 Tvachim off the ground, the third of the Bayis, and you learn it out from the Beis HaMikdash, but according to Yehuda, in the Beis HaMikdash, also the Kruvim were at B'shlish HaBayis, because the Bayis was 30 Amis and 6 Amis Tvachim, which would mean 180 Tvachim, and the Kruvim were 10 Amis and 5 Amis, 5 Tvachim Amis, which would mean 50 Tvachim, which is much less than a third. So the Sasemis says that he saw that this Kasha was already asked by the Sefer Mayim Amukim, and the Sefer Mayim Amukim says at Teretz, because the Gemara in Bava Basra brings a Pasuk, that it says that the Dvir, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 20 Amis high. And the Gemara explains that the 20 Amis high was from the tips of the Kruvim. That's how you know that the Kruvim were B'shlisha Bayis, because the 20 Amis high was from the tips of the Kruvim. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra. So you see from that Pasuk that says that the Dvir, the Kaddish Darshan, was 20 Amis high, and the Gemara says it doesn't mean that the entire Kaddish Darshan was 20 Amis high. It means from the tips of the Kruvim and up was 20 Amis. So you see clearly that the Kruvim were 10 Amis, meaning 10 Amis of Amis Abinyan, because the 20 Amis, the Beis HaMikdash was 30 Amis high, Amis HaBinyan, and then it says the Dvir, the Kodesh Yashim, was 20 Amis high, meaning an Amis HaBinyan, and that was from the tips of the Kruvim. So obviously the Kruvim were 10 Amis high in 6 Tvachim Amis. That's what you see from the Pasuk. Akach, the Kruvim are an exception to Amis HaKelim and must have been 6 Tvachim Amis. But the Sasemah says it's not Muchachis Teretz, because Lav Dafka Reb Yehuda agrees with that drush of the Gemara. Reb Yehuda doesn't necessarily agree with the drasha that the 20 Amis was Amis from the tips of the Kruvim. And the Rabbah, Taisus here, in the bottom of the Amid, asks Akasha and Rashi in Melachim, Rashi and Navi in Melachim, he learns the 20 Amis in the Pasuk Kipshutai, that the 20 Amis of the Dvir was that the roof of the Kodesh Darshan was lower, and the Kodesh Darshan was only actually 20 Amis high. So Taisus asks Akasha, Marva Vashi says not the way. The Marva Vashi says that the 20 Amis were from the tips of the Kruvim. It's Mefurish and Agamara that the Kruvim were B'shlish HaBayis Aymed. According to Rashi, Malachim will be halfway in the Bayis. The Sasama says, could be as a Machalikis Tanam. Could be according to Rabbi Meir that the Amis is Bashish HaTvachim, so then the Kruvim were B'shlish HaBayis, and then the 20 Amis means from the tips of the Kruvim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, could be the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim was only 20 Amis high. But either way, where would you get B'shlish HaBayis? So the Sfasema says that the Kruvim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Kruvim of the Aron, that was clearly from the Kelim. The Kruvim were part of the Kelim. It was on the Kapiris. It was a Dover Metaltel. It was a Keli. Mashenki, the Kruvim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, they were Kruvim of Eitz, and they were a permanent fixture in the ground of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made that were 10 Amis high weren't on the Aron at all. They were on the ground, like Rashi says. So Zak the Sfasemis, they didn't have anything Kalim Machlal. They weren't Kalim. They were Binyan. They were part of the structure of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Mela, since they were Binyan, even Rabbi Yehuda's maskin that the Amis of the Kruvim were 6 Tvachim Amis. That's the Cheshim the Sfasemis says. Another Ari you can ask is that the Gemara only asks the Kasha that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second Lima doesn't shtim. The second Lima that we said that the Kruvim were Seichem Mechanfeim, and there was 10 Tfachim between the wings of the Kruvim and the Kapiris, and that's called Tzchacha, that doesn't shtim, because according to Abiyud, it was 11 and a half Tfachim, because the Aron was only 8 and a half Tfachim high. That's what the Gemara asks. And that the Gemara says, you're right, there is no limud that of 10 Tfachim for the Tzchach. You learn out, Tzchach is just a Lachal Meshim Yisinai. But the Gemara never asks a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda on the first limud. The first limud was that you see that a mechitza could be 10 tefachim high, and mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high, because you see that 10 tefachim is called a separate rishus, because it says that the Shekhinah went down onto the kapiris, and Rabbi Yaisi said, Ma'il mo'yer the Shekhinah lamata. Obviously, 10 tefachim is called a hefzik and rishus. So you might have asked that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be 8 and a half tefachim, because that's how high the kapiris was. And what's more shver is that you don't even have the Gemara's teretz. And a chrami, you could say the Gemara could have asked over there, but it wanted to wait till it had the complete limud and then asked that it only stims with Rabbi Meir. But l'chari, the teretz doesn't stim. Bishleim here, you could say, but there's one half from the seichem, even though this seichem was 11 and a half tefachim, maybe that's l'acham eishem yisinai, that 10 tefachim is good enough to be a mechitza. But over there, if l'maisa, you need 10 tefachim to be mafzik rishus, so what's the pshat that the Shekhinah came down on top of the kapiris, which is only 8.5 tefachim tall? L'maisa, the din is any 10 tefachim to be mafzik rishus. That's l'acham eishem yisinai. So never mind that you don't have the limit from here, but l'chayr it's shver. How could the Shekhinah go down to the Aron and the kapiris, which is only 8.5 tefachim high, if even Rabbi Yehuda's maskim that you need 10 tefachim to be mafzik rishus, also l'acham eishem yisinai? So I saw the Aruch Lener in the beginning of the Sigya. He says that Al Karchach, Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold like Rabbi Yaisi. Al-Karech Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shekhinah does go down the Eretz. God does go down the Mat Me'aser Tvachim. And there's no klal according to Yehuda that the Shekhinah doesn't go down the Eretz. You have to say a Teretz of Mifsik Rishusa. And Memeil, the Aruch Lener says, B'zem Yushiv the Rambam. The Rambam passes like Reb Meir. The Rambam passes like Reb Meir that the Am Mesakeh L'mosa need a Am of six Tvachim. Because if Mishnah asks the Kasha and the Rambam, is Hilchus Beis and Bechiri Perikim Olachi Yud Beis. As the Mishnah asks the Kasha and the Rambam, that why does he pass like Reb Meir? We always say there's always a Klal Reb Meir Rebbe Olach Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Mishnah is Matchik to say a Teretz. Zakt. The Aruch Lener is because Reb Yaisi also holds like Reb Meir. Reb Yaisi that says, Ma'ol Mayar the Shekhinah Lamata, and you have the Kasha, the Shekhinah went down to the Kapayrus, and you have to answer it's Mifsik Rishusa. So you have to say that 10 Tvachim is Mifsik Rishusa. He Al Karchach has to hold like Reb Meir that the Aron and the Kapayrus are 10 Tvachim. According to Reb Yehuda, you lie with the Kasha, because you need 10 Tvachim to be Mifsik Rishusa, and the Aron and the Kapayrus are only 8.5 Tvachim. Elamai, Rabbi Yaisi has to hold like Rabbi Meir. So if both Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Meir agree to that shita, so then the klal will be passing like Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Meir. We don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why the Rambam passes like Rabbi Meir, that the Amis of the Kalim were Amis of six Tvachim. And now let's go Vaita. The Gemara had asked the Kasha that Ashurim deraisa, that Shurim aren't halacha meishim. You see now we have a pasuk that says Ashurim, the pasuk of Eretz Chitu Sa'ira. All these seven minim are telling you shiurim. The Gemara says a shiur, what each one of these is telling you. And the Gemara's maskana is that it doesn't say clearly the shiurim in the pasuk. It must be it's halachah meishim Sinai, and it's just a smachta from the pasuk. So the Gemara says, what do we learn out from chita? The Gemara says, chita is beis hamenuga. A house that has saras, anyone who comes into the house becomes tamei. So, the person becomes tamei right away, but the kelim that he's wearing, if he's carrying kelim on his shoulders, or holding his shoes, or holding his rings in his hands, then the kelim also become tamei right away. But if he's wearing clothing, or he's wearing shoes, or rings, so then he becomes tamei right away, but the kelim become tar only when he waits a kedei achilas pras. And the kedei achilas pras is chitim, pas chitim, and not pas sa'irin. Because it's easier and takes quicker to eat paschitim. And he also, he's masiv, and Eichel B'Lifter, Rashi says, when he's leaning, it takes him a shorter time to eat because he's completely asuk in eating, he's not doing anything else. Now, in this halacha, that the kelim don't become tameh, the ones that he's wearing, the clothing that he's wearing, the jewelry that he's wearing, the shoes that he's wearing, don't become tameh right away, but they only become tamei when you wait a kedei achilas pras. It says really two chedushim in this halacha of them not becoming tamei right away. There'd be two reasons why they should really become tamei right away without this chedush of the pasuk. The most obvious reason why they'd become tamei right away is because they're also ba'al levayis. When a person comes in the house and his clothing, and he's wearing his clothing, they're also ba'al levayis. Just like when he's carrying his clothing, the clothing become tamei right away because they're ba'al levayis. So when he's wearing the clothing, they also should be called Ba'al Abayis. Them state the Chiddush, that they're not called Ba'al Abayis, they become Batal to him, and they don't have their own din of Ba'al Abayis, they don't become Tamei until you have a Shia Kedei Achilas Pras. The Tarius Kainim says that that din is only when the person becomes Tamei. In other words, if you have a guy that's wearing clothing, wearing shoes, wearing jewelry, and comes into a Vaisa Menuga, all the things he's wearing becomes Tame right away. Since he doesn't become Tame, so they don't become Batal to him, and they have their own din of Ba'al Abayis. Also an animal, it says in the Teres Kainim, if an animal is wearing clothing, in other words, wearing a saddle, wearing saddlebags, an afsar, a halter, whatever the animals wear, and animals also have a din Malbush, you see, Legabe Shabbos, there's a din haitzah, an animal's carrying a haitzah, it's also for an animal to go out on Shabbos, there's a lav of mechamer, she says behemdai, but if the animal is wearing something, so then there's no iser, because it's considered a malbush. But legabe bayis hamenuga, since the animal doesn't become tummy, so all these things are considered a ba'al abayis, they become tummy right away. Another chiddush, l'chayr state is, that there's a din, usually, of tumma b'chiburim. At least by some others at Tumah, to have a din of tumah b'chiburim. Whatever it says in the pasuk, v'chibes begadav, you have a din of metame adam u'metame begadim. That halacha, that means that sometimes when tumah is transmitted from an ava tumah to the person, anything the person is touching also becomes tame. That's the din of tumas begadim. So, the marshal, yeah, some others at tumah don't have this din. Only the person becomes tame, like a sheretz or etzim kasaira. That's only metame the person. It's not metame the begadim. He becomes a rishon l'tumah, and he's not metame kalim that's touching him. But you have, let's say, by nevela, there's a difference. By mag of nevela, also the begadim don't become tame. But by masa of nevela, so then his begadim also become tame, meaning anything he touches at the time that he's being nicey, the nevela, he's metame the begadim. By a zav, or a merkav of a zav, or by a mitzayra, or huudin abayis ha-menuga, that's a more chamadik atumah, even maga is metame begadim. There's a din of tumah b'chiburin. Anything he touches also becomes tame while the tumah is being transmitted. Once he becomes tame, he's only a rishon l'tumah. He can only be metame eichlon u'mashkim. He can't be metame kalim. But the kalim that he's touching while the tumah is being transmitted, that's the din of tumah begadim. That's what it means in the Torah when it says, Yechabes begadav erachas mamayim metame ad ha'arev. That it means anything that he's touching becomes tame along with him. The lechura, when a person goes into the bayis ha-menuga, and the tumah is transmitted to him, he becomes tame right away. Lechayah, the clothing should have to become tame out tumah b'chiburin. Not only because they're a ba'al abayis, but because since the person is becoming tame, so he should be metame the kelim. Now, there's a minchas chinuch that says, it's a mitzvah kufay in Zion, he says, Uloi de mistafina michavroi v'koshke merabaisai, if I wouldn't be scared to say it, I would say that the whole din, that they're not tame right away, is only talking about begadim that he's wearing, but they're not directly touching his body. Like the shoes, if he's wearing socks, or the begadim, meaning a jacket, which is not touching him because the shirt is in the way. So these things, you wouldn't have a din of tumah b'chiburim. Tumah b'chiburim is only the begadim, the kelim, that the one who's becoming tumah is touching directly. But something which is touching the keli, which the one which the person is touching, that there's no din of tumah b'chiburim, is naming on the minchas chinuch. So male, those kelim which you wouldn't have a din of tumah b'chiburim, all you would have the din, the possible din for them come tumah, is because they're ba'al abayis, the shteit exeris akasav, that since he's wearing them, they're not called ba'al abayis, they don't become tummy until he waits a k'day achilas pras. Vashegim begadim that he's wearing and he's touching as well, so avadid would have a pasha din of tumah b'chiburin. He says he clears such a thing and he writes a dayan le'echnastiv l'kura b'chino. It's not clear, but the Mishnah is very much not mashman that way. The Mishnah says, v'sandalav v'raglav v'teba'isav v'etzba'isav, it sounds like the rings of mamish on his finger, touching his finger, and still it doesn't become tummy. Very, very much not mashma that way. Demzer of Shach and Aviezi also says, is a teres kainim, that says that even if he's wearing 10 garments, one on top of the other, they're all tahar until he eats the g'day achilas pras. The Raivah there explains, you have a havamina, that maybe the upper garments don't have this kula, because he's not considered really wearing them. But that's the chayr klor, the lower garment, the one that's touching him, does have this din, that it's tar until he waits k'day achilas pras. The chayyim state that there's nach gzeiras akasav, that you don't say tumah b'chiburim if on someone who's going into the beis ha-menuga as long as he's wearing the clothing. But this is all before he waits k'day achilas pras. After he waits k'day achilas pras, so then the begadim become tameh. Is there l'chayyim yesh lachka nikaklay achakira? What's the pshat after he waits k'day achilas pras, the begadim become tame? Do they become tame because then they take get a din of ba'al abayis? They have their own tumah because they're ba'al abayis. The kelim themselves are ba'al abayis. Or they become tame because of the tumah b'chiburin. They have a tumah b'chiburin that they're touching the adam at the time that he's taka still getting the tumah from the house, so they have a din tumah b'chiburin. This din, that the tumah b'chiburin doesn't work on the kelim he's wearing, expires when he waits k'day achilas pras, and they become tamei al tumah b'chiburin. What's Taker Pshat in their Tumah? So Reb Chaim, in the Sefer on Hilchos Tumas Saras, Mishnah Nigon in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud says that if somebody's standing inside and his hand is sticking outside and the ring is in his hand, it becomes Tumah after you wait at the Achilles press. So that says that the ring becomes Tumah even if it never went into the Bayis HaManuga. The Mishnah also says that if he's standing outside and he sticks his hand in with the ring on his finger, then Rabbi Yehuda says it becomes Tamei right away, and the Chachamim say it becomes Tamei after you wait a Kedei Achilles Kras. So the Reish of the Mishnah sounds like the Tumah is Mitzad a Tumah B'chiburin, because there the ring never went into the house. The ring stayed out of the house. The Adam went into the house. When the Adam waits Kedei Achilles Kras, the ring, even though it's outside of the house, becomes Tamei. That would sound like the Tumah is a Tumah B'chiburin. But from the Seif of the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah says that when he put his hand into the house with the ring on it, the ring becomes Tamei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a riot to anything, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that as long as the person didn't come into the house, so then there was no din ba'al abayis, so then he's not matzal on the ring. It's like if a guy was wearing a ring, or a behemoth was wearing the kalim, that the ring becomes tummy right away. So you don't see anything from Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But from the Chachamim Shita, that the ring becomes tummy after Kedei Achilles Press, there the person Mechlal didn't become tummy. You can't say it's tummy b'chiburim. There the person Mechlal didn't become tummy. That would be mashma that Rabbanan held is still a dinat sola, since the person technically could become tummy, even though he never went into the house, so he never actually became tummy. He's still matzel that the ring doesn't become tummy right away, until you wake Kedei Achilles Pras. But after you wake Kedei Achilles Pras, it's mashma the dim tumah is not a tumah b'chiburin. The dim tumah would be because the keli is ba'al abayis. So in this chakira, it would sound like a stira reisha l'seifa. The reisha that says that the keli is tumah, even though the keli never went into the house, that would sound like it only could become tumah. It's tumah b'chiburin. But the seifa that says that when it's only the hand went into the house, and the person Mechlal doesn't become Tameh, and still the ring becomes Tameh after he waits Kedei Achilles Pras. That sounds like after he waits Kedei Achilles Pras, it becomes Tameh on its own steam, because it's a Baal Abayis. So Reb Chaim says that the Seif is the Iker. It can't be Al Tzomah B'chiburin, because otherwise, if the person's not Tameh, I've added a Keli, couldn't become Tameh. You have to say the Lumnus of the Tum is because the Keli vibes a Baal Abayis. So what's the pshat in the reisha that the keli never even went into the house, and still the keli becomes tummy because the adam went into the house and he's wearing this keli? Zok Reb Chaim, that's because the balt the keli is bottled to the adam, and the adam rave of him went into the house. It's chalad in a rubei kekulai. He's called a baal abayis. It's at the halacha of rubei kekulai. So mamela blives like he's in the house. And if he's in the house, anything he's wearing, blind like they're in the house. They're bottled to him. Rubei kekulei, it's a din of rubei kekulei. It blinds that they're in the house. Just like when you have a keli, and you bring rave of the keli into the house, the entire keli becomes tamei. It's a din of rubei kekulei. And a person, if rave of a person comes into the house, the entire person becomes tamei. It's rubei kekulei. So who are din, the kelim that he's wearing, are also ba'al abayis. It's a din of rubei kekulei. That's how Reb Chaim learns the sugya. He's ma'arich de'am mefalpo about different prate dinim in this din, but that's how he learns along this, that the din after you wake Kedei Achilles Pras is not the pshat, they become tamei tumah b'chiburin v'harayah. When he just sticks his hand in, it becomes tamei after Kedei Achilles Pras, according to the Rabbanan, and there the person b'chal didn't become tamei. Muzayin it becomes tamei, it blives a ba'al abayis. How come when it's out of the house, it becomes Tamei, even though it never came into the house? The Teretz is, it's bottled to the person, the person's rave in the house, Rubei Kekulei. Chazon Ish D'Engel Yonis points out that Reb Chaim is not like Taisus. Taisus in Chulin, the Afayin Aleph and Mebeis, the Bemaskel Lamai Hilchasa, says Mefurish that the side of why it becomes Tamei after it waits Kedei Achilles Pras is because it's Tumah B'chiburin. It's because it becomes tummy from the person. The tumah comes from the person because the kelim are touching him. And Taisus Grad of there says, according to this pshat, it's tumah b'chiburim. So the chayah, it should come out that if he's in the house and his hand is out of the house and his ring is on his finger, it should become tameh, tameh b'chiburin. And if he's out of the house and his hand's in the house and the ring's on his finger, it should be tar, because he's tar, and you don't have tameh b'chiburin. So frekta kasha, from this halacha that we just said, that it says that the first part of the halacha, like we said, is good. That if the ring is out of the house, it's very good. You have tumah b'chiburin. But the second part of the halacha that we said, if he's out and the ring is in, it says mefurish, it becomes tameh. So how could it become tameh if the whole tumah is a tumah from the adam, tumah b'chiburin? How could it become tameh if the adam doesn't become tameh b'chlal? Emphatisis is midarabanan. Emphatisis, the din is midarabanan. Enechilami midaraisa v'adit doesn't become tameh unless the adam becomes tameh. And that it says that if he puts his hand in and he doesn't become tameh, the ring becomes tameh, according to Rabbi Yehuda Miyad, and according to the Rabbanan, b'kdei shir shia, that's mi derabbanan. Mi deraisa doesn't become tameh altogether. Not miyad and not efekdei shir shia. As long as he has the ring in his finger and he remains tar, the ring will remain tar. The ring is not called the ba'al habayis, even after kdei shia, and the ring doesn't have it in tumah chiburin because he didn't become tameh. The machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is midarabanan. What's the halacha midarabanan? The Rebbe says midarabanan becomes tummy right away. The Rabbanan will gaze it. People look at it like a ba'al habayis because he never went in. And the Rabbanan say they look at it like he went in and therefore becomes tummy after kadei shia. But it's all midarabanan. So this is the second mahalach the Chazanish says from Taisis that the tummy is takal tumah b'chiburin. The Chazanish and they suffer the Masech the Zavim throws in another nekuda which we touched on before. What if the clothing is not touching him b'chlal? The clothing is touching other clothing. So the emes is in the inyan of tumah b'chiburim, the Rosh in Masechta Zavim holds that even if you're touching clothing and the clothing is touching other clothing, all the clothing becomes tameh. Even the clothing that's touching the clothing that you're touching. That's all nichlal and tumah b'chiburim. So according to the Rosh, this wouldn't be an afkamina. Even if he's not directly touching the clothing, as long as he's wearing the clothing, avad it's touching a keli which he's touching, and the male will all be have a din of tumah b'chiburim. It would only be negeya if he's wearing something on top of something else which is not makabel tumah maybe. Al kopanim, according to the Rosh, it's shayach tumah b'chiburim, even in the kelim that are not touching him directly. But he says the Gayan in the beginning of kelim holds not that way. The Vilna Gayan in Perek Aleph of Kalim holds Tumah Chiburim is only the Keli that's directly touching him, not the Keli that's touching the Keli that he's touching. And the Chazishim B'dayit away from the Rambam also. And the Rambam holds it's Dafka the Keli that he's touching. So Lefi Zeh, Lefi Taisen Chulin, that the Tumah of Shia Kedei Achilas Pras is Tumah B'chiburim, how would that work for the Kalim that he's not touching? As we said over the Tayus Kainan that even if he's wearing 10 Begadim, the Megadim Atar, it says, until he waits Kedei Achilas Pras. But it sounds like after he waits Achilas Pras, all the Kalim become Tameh. So Zag the Chazanish, you have to say that just like Taisus says, that the Kalim, that the ring that's on his finger when he sticks his hand into the house, becomes Tameh Midarabanan, who are then all the Kalim that aren't touching him are Tameh Midarabanan? Ashtigal Deichik, Lefir Abchayim, it's Mumi Yushiv. And Chaim holds that the din of Tumah of after Kedei Achilas Pras is because they become a Ba'al HaBayis then. So it doesn't matter if it's touching him or not. What's the difference if it's touching him or not touching him? They're all called the Ba'al HaBayis. They get the Egin of Din Tumah. Gemara goes Vaita. The Gemara says the different of the Shurim. Sayra tells you to shear Etzim Kesayra, that a bone the size of a Sayra is Metame B'Mago Masam. Metame if you touch it, to carry it. Ve'ena Metame B'Oil, but it's not Metame in oil. Like Rashi says, for that you need a shedra, a spine, or a gilgalis, or a skull, or rave minyanei very adam, or you need rave of the amount of atzamis. A person has 248 atzamis, you need 125 atzamis. But that's for oil, for maga and masa, etzim kisa'ira is good enough, and that's a shear of sa'ira. And then it says, gefen, kenei revius yayin lenazir. That a gefen is to tell you the shear of revius yayin lenazir. So here they come up, shot them in the rishainim. What does it mean, gefen, kedei revius yayin lenazir? Rashi and Erevin says, to tell you that the shear of yayin for nazir is a revius. So Tais is here, and the Rishainim and Erevin ask, that can't be the pshat. Here, each one of the things, the fruit that are mentioned in the pasuk, is a shear for something. A chita is a shear for Bayis HaMenuga. Sa'ira is a shear for Etzim Kisa'ira. But here, a geffen's not a shear for something. The geffen is the iser. Naz is not allowed to eat geffen. What's the shear? The shear is revius. The shear is b'chol ha'merum is in the pasuk. What's merum is in the pasuk is the iser. The iser is mefurish. It says, Yayin v'sheich ha'al teisht. Why does it say geffen k'dei revius yayin l'nozir? That's what they ask on Rashi and Erevin. So Rashi here in Sukkah says, and this is what Kama Rishonim say, that we're talking about, you're not drinking wine. We're talking about you eating the other things that are asur, the grapes, the luvim, the chetzanim, the zogim, the solid foods that are asur to a nazir. And there, it's a big sugya in nazir, but we're going like the man, the amar nazir, that the shear for everything is a revius. Even if you're eating a solid food, usually the shear for a solid food is gezeis, the shear for a liquid is revius. But we're going like the man, the omen, by nazir is a hekesh to yayin, and all the foods have the shear of the yayin, and all the foods have a shear of revius. Now, when you measure revius, so you do it with displacement, with liquid displacement. You take the shear that he ate, you put it in a cup of water, and you see how much liquid it displaces. If it displaces a revius, so then he's chayiv. So the geffen tells you that it has to be that it displaces a revius of wine. And not that it displaces a revius of water. Of course, a revius of water is more easy to displace than a revius of wine. Water is a thinner liquid. It rolls off quicker and easier. So therefore, you don't need as much mass to get out the revius of liquid. Mashenk in the wine, there's much more surface tension. It's going to stay in the cup much more, so you need more than a revius. You need more food to get out a revius of wine from the cup. That's a shear of geffen. You have to use wine to measure the revius rather than using water to measure the revius. Kamri Shainim say this pshat. Taisus here says a similar pshat to Ben Itam. He says we're going like the man the Omer, that even wine is a kazayis. Man the Omer goes the other way, that even wine by a nazir is a kazayis. And Yigayis, not kadei revius yayin lanazir, but kadei kazayis yayin lanazir. But the same thing, how do you measure the wine of a kazayis? You put an olive or a shear of a kazayis into the wine, and you see how much wine it displaces. So on that, we have to do it with wine. It's how much fluid ounces the kazayis displaces of the wine, rather than the kazayis displacing of the water, which it would displace more water, because water, there is less surface tension. The water is going to come out of the kli quicker. So Taisin Avin is bothered by Akasha. According to Ben Etam, Mezunda, of course you're going to use wine, because he drank the wine. So why should you use anything else besides for wine to displace it? And the Rashi also is shver, because how are you measuring the revius? You're trying to measure, he ate a certain amount of luvin and gefanim, and you're trying to see if that's revius. So what you do is you take an egg and a half, and put it in the water, and see how much liquid that displaces. And you take the amount of luvin and gefanim, the amount of isuri achila which he ate, and put it in the water, and see how much that displaces. So the chayyeh will come out equivalent. If you do them both in water, they'll be the same thing as if you do them both in wine. As long as you're using the same liquid for one as for the other, what's the difference if you use water for both and wine for both? So Taisa says, Elamai, it means you shouldn't displace with the beitzu or machzo, which has the shear of a revius, with water, with wine, and displace what he ate with water. But Taisa is a deichik, and the reason why is because that's pashat. Why do you have to use the same thing? So Taisa says this as a pshat. In Rashi, it's pretty good, because the shear of revius is not only beitzu or machzo. The shear of revius is given in two eifanim in the Gemara. The shear of revius is a beitzu or machzo. It's given in how much it displaces. The shear of revius is also given in the size of a kli. The Gemara says in Psachim, it's 2 etzbeis by 2 etzbeis by 2 and 7/10 etzbeis. You have a kli that size. So good. So in that case, you could have the displacement of what he ate to make the kli that's 2 etzbeis by 2 etzbeis by 2 and 7/10 etzbeis. You could do it with water, and it will come out, you'll need less to fill up such a kli. Or you could do it with wine, and then you'll need more. According to Ben Etam, that it's a kazayis, l'chari, either way using displacement, so l'chari, it's fair what the havimin is. The Maral in the Skadushim on Erevin and Rabbi Zamaisha Horowitz said that they like the pshat of Rashi and Erevin, that Geffen is kadei revius yayin l'nazir. And they say like this, because the machlekes in Nazir is, what do you do with Nisurei Nazir? Are you makish the achila to the shtia and say they all have a din revius as if it was shtia, not only when you drink wine, but anything you eat has a shtia revius? Or are you makish v'keret, the shtia to the achila, and everything has a din kazayis, even if you drink wine, it has a din kazayis? So now you have this pasuk of Geffen, that the min is not called anovim, grapes. It's called Geffen. Geffen means wine. What's being meramis in the pasuk that the shear by Nazir is not a shear in grapes, it's a shear in wine. And memela, you have to always use a shear of wine, which is a revius, as opposed to if the Torah would have said grapes, then it would have meant a kazayis. That's the pshat of the Maral and Kainzah, the Rablazim Aisha Horowitz in Erevin. The Gemara goes vaita. Teina is Kegregor Sloitzah Shabbos. The word teina, the fig, is that's a sheer dried fig for the how much you chayiv if you carry on Shabbos. Remind the Gemara learns out that that's a sheer of the whole in the keli to make an amakabal tumma. Zayis is a sheer kazayis that we have. And Devash is a big date, that's a shear for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that doesn't mean that the shearim are deraisa, meaning that they're mefurish in the pasuk, because the psukim really doesn't say the shearim. It's a lacham ha'ishim sin, and this pasuk's only in a smachta. Then the Gemara goes about chatzitza. Rashi said that chatzitza is also a lacham ha'ishim sinai. So that the Gemara says chatzitza is not just a lacham ha'ishim sinai, it's a drasha from a pasuk, because the pasuk says v'rachatz b'sar es b'sar b'mayim, and you learn out shlei davachaitis b'nei lebein amayim. The Gemara says halacha is for sar, for the hair, because like it says, like Rabbi Chanan said, one hair nima achas, which is tied, is chaitis. If the three tied, then it's not chaitis because the water can get through, and two is a suffix. So you see that here also there's din chatzitza, and there the pasuk tells you that the hair is din chatzitza. So the Gemara says that the hair is also deraisa. It says v'rachatz es b'sarei. S, you learn out a tafel of b'sarei, so that the here is also included in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Ki yisai hilchas alachidur av Yitzchak." Malachim Eishim Sinai is for Rav Yitzchak. The Amr Rav Yitzchak Dvar Torah, and this Dvar Torah comes from Malachim Eishim Sinai, Ruba Yamak but all of Chaitzit. The only time selling is a Chatzitza if it's both Rav, it's on Rav of the body, and also Mak but all of Yamak, but you don't want it to be there. But the Rabbanim were geyser on Rubei she'ena makbid because of Rubei hamakbid, and there were also geyser on miyat hamakbid because of Rubei hamakbid, and they weren't geyser on miyat she'ena makbid because he go for gzeira v'nan nekem v'nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. That's the Gemara's maskana. So the pashtus is that if it's not for the halachal meishim misinai, then anything would be chaitzitz, even miyat she'ena makbid would be chaitzitz. The halachal meishim misinai is limiting the din of chatzitza. That in order for something to be a chatzitza, because you have this halacha meishim misinai, you need two things. You need it to be rav, and you need also it should be makbid. But without the halacha meishim misinai, kipshuta, you learn up that anything would be chatzitz. Now, Rashi on Rubei says, rav saroi metunaf, betit, ay, kosher achas achas umakbid olav chatzitz. Rav of the hair that's dirty with mud or is tied, one hair, each here, one here at a time, in the way that's called a chatzitza, so that would be makbid. So Rashi says, bedafka sar. So Rav Rishayim learn up in Rashi, Taisus and Erevin, and the Rishayim and Erevin, and the Ridvan Yevamis, and this is what Taisus here brings from a Yesh Mefarshim. He doesn't say clearly that it's Rashi, but that Rashi holds that this din, that you need Rubei HaMakbid, is dafka by sar. And Rashi learned it from the Gemara, because the Gemara first said, Leinitzchel l'sarei, and the Gemara says, Sarei nami deraisa, el l'chidur ad Yitzchak. So it doesn't sound like the Gemara is coming off what it said, Sarei. It sounds like we're still talking about Sarei, but the Sarei goes like ad Yitzchak, that you need Rubei HaMakbid to be chaitzitz. Mashenke in the Guf, even a miyat she'ein HaMakbid is chaitzitz, because there's no halacha meishim misinai about the Guf. Come out a tremendous chumra, that the whole leniency on a miyat she'ena makbid is dafka by the sar. But on the guf, everything is chaitzitz, even a miyat, even she'ena makbid, and even midaraisa, because there's no halacha meishim sinai that discusses guf b'chlau. And this is what Taisus here brings from Yesh Mefarshim. Taisus and Erevin says it's Rashi. So Taisus asks two kashas on this. One kash is from the Gemara Nivamis. The Gemara Nivamis is discussing, let's say a pregnant woman becomes a geiris. So the Gemara says a pregnant woman becomes a geiris. her uber, the fetus, doesn't need a tefillah afterwards. The fetus becomes a gerus with her. And the Gemara thought that that would be a raya to the din of ubi yerech imai, that the uber is considered a part of the mother. And the Gemara says, no, maybe it's because the tefillah of the mother, now the uber is also in the mikvah, so the tefillah of the mother helps for the uber. So the Gemara asks the kasha, that even though there's a din of that you need makbin, and enei makbin is not chaitz, it's even by raiv, but that's dafka by raiv. But by kail, when there's a chatzitza on the entire guf, then even if it's enei makbin, it's chaitzitz. That's what Gemara brings there from Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana held that on the entire guf, even enei makbin is chaitzitz. So you see mefurish in the Gemara that al kapanim by roiv, even by the guf, even by the body of the uber, still there's a din, ain't a makbid, it's not chaitzitz. Otherwise the Gemara wouldn't have to come on to the new thing that it's kail. The Gemara's teretz was that the uber is different because hainu ribisei, it's more than ain't a makbid. That's where the uber belongs, that's why it's not a chaitzitz even by kail. But you see from the Gemara's kasha, the way the Gemara said it, that by the even by the guf, there's a din of ain't a makbid. So chayit shver, that Rashi says that the din of Eina Makbid is dafka by Sar. Another kasha Taisus asks, is that you see the din of Eina Makbid by Kalim. So, since you see the din of Eina Makbid by Kalim, that's not by Sar. So, l'chayr, just like you see the din of Eina Makbid by Kalim, Vaisis is the din by all dinei tvila, and that would include the guf. Otherwise, why would the din of Eina Makbid be by Kalim? L'chayr, Kalim should be similar to guf, not to Sar. So to Miyashim Shitas Rashi, first, the Ridvan Erivan says that that's not the Pshat of Rashi. Rashi just mentions the Sar. The Ridvan Erivan learns he doesn't mean Lafuke the Guf. By Guf also there's a din of Rubaya Makbet. So why did Rashi say Sar? So the Ridvan says he held like the Shitas of Ga'inim. There's a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ga'inim. When you have the din of Rubaya Makbet, that's chaitzitz midereisa, urubay she'ena makbid, which is chaitzitz midereabanan. The Ga'inim said that the guf and the sar are considered two separate entities. The din of roiv is roiv of the guf without the sar, and roiv of the sar without the guf. That roiv of the sar is also called the chatzitza. Now, saying in the Rambam argues on the Ga'inim. The Rambam says that no, the guf and the sar are considered one guf. It's considered one thing. And the roiv has to be of the roiv of the guf together with the sar. If you just have roiv of the sar, it's not a chatzitza. The roiv is measured by the guf and the sar together. That's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ga'inim. The Brisker Rav is Mazba, the Svaris HaMachlokes. He wants to say, what's takib shat in the Gemara Nivamis that the Rishayim bring down, that by kulay, even ena makbid is chaitzitz? What's the difference between kulay and rubay? If ena makbid is not a chatzitza, why by kulay is it called a chatzitza? So the Rav says, the Teretz says, Azai, if you have, let's say you have bias, let's say the din, that me it's not a chatzitza, even by makbid midereisa. What's the pshat in that din? The pshat is you have a bias mayim on roiv of the guf. Rubei kekulai. That's considered a bias mayim on the whole guf. So mainly you say rubei kekulai, even if you makbid on the chatzitza midereisa, you say it didn't have rubei kekulai. That's called bias mayim on the whole guf. I mean, if the guf is not in the mikvah b'chlal, then even if a drop of the guf is not in the mikvah, that doesn't work. You don't see rubei kekulai. The stamina pshat is because when part of the guf is not in the mikvah, that's called you don't have a bias mayim on anything. But al kapanim, if the whole guf is in the mikvah, just you have a chatzitza on part of the guf, so the bias mayim on roiv is called the bias mayim on everything. Hu adin ba'ena makbin. It's the same svar. If you have a bias mayim on part of the guf, and you're not makbin on the chatzitza, so it doesn't have a din chatzitza, so merely yaitzu with the bias mayim on the part of the guf. The rest of the guf is okay that doesn't have a bias mayim, because since the chatzitza is ain't a makbid, so merely the bias mayim that's there on part of the guf is good enough. Mashiach, when you have kulos, you b'chol don't have a bias mayim. If you don't have a bias mayim, you have nothing to say that that's good enough. There is no bias mayim. So even ain't a makbid, good it's ain't a makbid, but there's no bias mayim b'chlal on any part of the guf. That's a chsarin in the tefillah no matter what. Zok de Brisker Rav, ay bazai, that's the pshat in the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ga'inim. The Ga'inim hold that the din bias mayim and the sar and the din bias mayim and the guf are two separate dinim. They learned that from two psukim. It's two separate dinim. You need a tefillah on the guf, you need a tefillah on the sar. So mela, it will be negeya l'chaya by kulay, that if you have kulay of the sarah and ain't a makbid, will be a problem. Because on the sarah, you don't have any bias mayim b'chlal. Well, if you have kulay on the guf, even ain't a makbid, even if the sarah is open, but on the guf, you don't have any bias mayim b'chlal. So mamela wouldn't work. But and who had din, the din of raiv, the din of rubik kulay, would be tala each one separately, because the din bias mayim on the guf and din bias mayim on the sarah are two separate dinim. Now, Shengen the Rambam holds is all one din. The Torah is mayim, but the sar also needs bias mayim. As they think the sar b'chal doesn't need bias mayim, Kamash one, the sar needs bias mayim b'chal the guf. It becomes one big guf, and the male of the rav is totally on both. Akapanim, that's the machlokes Rambam and the Gainim. So the Ridvan learns, the Ridvan Eivin, he learns that Rashi, when he says sar, he just means to say the Gainim. He just means to say that the pshat is that if by sarai, the rav of the sar alone is enough to be a chatzitza. But Avanda the Guf also has a din of Ruba Yamakbet. That would answer the Rishayim's Kashi Rishita, so that's how you learn Abrashi. Well, the mice, like we said, Rav and Rishayim don't learn Abrashi that way. They learn Abrashi, the din of Ruba Yamakbet is Dafka in the Sar, and it's not in the Guf. So how do you answer these two Kashas? First, the first Kashi Atayzas is from the Gemara in Yevamos that says by Uber that the Emerson, maybe it should be good, I'll say in a Makbet. No, because that's only by Ruba, not by Kulay. The Chayyad the Gemara Shad Islam said, by the Guf, there's no din of Eina Makbit. So the Arzurua says at Teretz that Eina Chanami, who then the Gemara could have said that the din is dafka by Sar, not by Guf? The Gemara had a better kasha, the din is dafka by Rav, not by Kail. Okay, Ashnigal Daichik, but that's what he answers. But you have the other kasha, that by Kalim, what's the din? Why is there a din Eina Makbit by Kalim? The din of Eina Makbet is dafka by Sar. Why is the din Makbet by Kalim? Mishlei, if it's the din by Guf also, it's the din by Old Tvilis. But if it's the din dafka by Sar, why is it by Kalim? So the Zeruah says, Beged is like Sar. But Begufay afilu mashahu makbet hu v'chaitzitz. The Kalim are like Sar, and by Guf even mashahu is makbet hu v'chaitzitz. The Chayrit Shver. If it's Makbet, then I don't have the din of Eina Makbet. The Chayrit we're discussing if it's an Eina Makbet. Elamai means by a gufman a stami makbid, but it's not clear. It doesn't explain well the chilik. The stipler says a vart, he's not saying it in Arzuru, he's saying it as on his own, that the pshat is that there's a difference between the guf and the sarah, but a guf it says a lashon of kol basari. It says a lashon of kol basari. So Mila, if it says kol basari, there wouldn't be a din of rubai. Shankim by sar, it just says es basari is mar basari. There's no din of kol. And Makayla Musso, it doesn't ever say a din of koil, that you have to wash koil akeli. It says akeli, the rochas b'mayim, it doesn't say koil. So since it doesn't say koil, mainly you have this, you have the din that Rav helps, and also you have to say the din of Eina Makbet is also totally on koil. Stab doesn't explain why the Eina Makbet should be totally on that. Look upon him, that's his teretz. The Sharitzion, Shal's Shuva Sharitzion, in Simon Lamed, he says another teretz in Rashi. He says if you medayik in Rashi, Rashi says, Lagabi the din of Rav, there Rashi says Sar. There Rashi says Rav Sar, right? And Rashi didn't say a top. But Lagabi the din of Ein Makbid, Rashi says, Havalei Kagufe. Ha'ilvein Seif, Alitloi, but Lagabi Velei Chayitz. So Rashi's mashma, that the Alokha Lavishim is seen as Dafka Lagabi the din of that you need Rav. Lagabi the din, you need Makbid, that's not also Alokha Lavishim is seen as. That's a Svara. He brings the Gemara in Zvachim, says, who would then lagabi the chatzitza by big de kuna? That the big de kuna has to be al basarai, and there's a din chatzitza, can't be chaitzitz. There it says that if you're not makbet, it's not chaitzitz. It's more in the Gemara in Zvachim. But the din of raiv, there's bechala din of raiv there. So that's a pshat, because in order to say that you need raiv, that you need a lachal leishim yisinai. He's a bad mistake. Don't say Rubik Akulay V'haraya, because just like if you have part of the body out of the mikveh, that's not called the Bias Mayim Bechlal, that's not a tefillah altogether. So who would then, if you have a chatzitza on meat, even on a little bit, so that's not called that. That's not called a tefillah Bechlal Be'etzim. That is Exeris Akasiv, that you need Rav to be chaitzitz, and meat's not chaitzitz. That's not Exeris Akasiv. Rashi holds Exeris Akasiv is dafka by the side, not by the guf. By the guf, you don't have this Exeris Akasiv. But the din of Makbid, Rashi says it's Svara. If you're not Makbid, it's Batal, Havalei Kabasar. Rashi says it's a Svara. That Bechal, you don't need Xeris Akasav. So the din of Lachal Mesh Mishina is Dafka Lagabid Adin Rav, not Lagabid Adin Makbid. And that's his Raya from Big Dekuna. L'chayr, it's that way, l'mashal, by tefillin. By tefillin is a din, they can't have a chatzitza between the tefillin and the head, or between the tefillin and the arm. So there also, l'chayr is a din that you need makbid, but if there is no din that you need raiv. That's a pshat. The halacha leishim Sinai is dafka legabe the din raiv, not legabe din makbid. So that really is arguing on the Rishayim. The Rishayim, who asks Kasha and Rashi, they seem to learn up that the halacha leishim Sinai was that for both, that without the halacha leishim Sinai you wouldn't need makbid either. And that's what he wants to learn to Miyashiv Rashi. Now he has one thing of Bissel Shver, let's blip the Bissel Shver, is that it should come out like this, that by the Sar you need Ruba Umakbid Midaraisa. So Mel is Xayah, and Rubish ain't a Makbid, Xayah and Miyata Makbid. By the Guf, Miyata Makbid should come out as Daraisa. Ain't a Makbid's Darabana, but Miyata Makbid should come out as Daraisa. So why on the Guf weren't they Geyser by Miyata ain't a Makbid up to Miyata Makbid? Because the Gemara says the only reason why by the Sar they weren't Geyser on Miyat She'ena Makbid because of Miyat Makbid or because of Rubei She'ena Makbid is because of Xayah L'Xayah. But that's because by a Sar you need both Rubei and Makbid, so male, if you have one of them, it's Asas Xayah. And if it's a Miyat She'ena Makbid, it's Xayah L'Xayah. Now, Shayga by the Guf, where all you need is Miyat HaMakbid, so male, why aren't they Geyser Miyat She'ena Makbid to Miyat HaMakbid? So he says, well, about this, because by the Sar, it's shaykh to be geyser on me, chain of makbid, the Gemara is a kasha. You could wash out the Sar and comb it out really well, there's mamish no chatzitzis. But by the guf, there's always going to be something on the guf. It's not klal not shaykh to say that you could take care of the guf, there's absolutely nothing on the guf, even a me, chain of makbid. That's why they weren't geyser on me, chain of makbid by the guf. Al kapanim, that's his teretz, that roiv is takal tzalachim eishim Sinai, but me, it is a svara. So Mela, that would answer the Gemara in Yevamos, which is talking about the Uber, where there's Eina Makbid. So Mela, that you don't need the Lachal Meshim Sinai, that about applies to the Guf, and also the Kalim, where Taiz brings a Raiv, there's a Din of Eina Makbid. That talk, you don't need the Lachal Meshim Sinai. And I mean, the Din of Raiv wouldn't apply to the Guf, and wouldn't apply to Kalim. That's the Teretz of the Shaar Etzion. In Nar Sameach, he says another Vart on the Gemara, that he wants to say, he learns this way in the Rebbeinu Chananel, it's got a very saucy Rebbeinu Chananel, because Rebbeinu Chananel might be missing some words, but he learns this way in Rebbeinu Chananel. He wants to learn that both the din of Raiv and the din of Makbid are both svaras. Raiv is a din al Shuba Kekulai, it's a svara, you don't need Alachal Yishim Sinai, and Makbid is a din because, like Rashi says, if it's not Makbid, so it's batal, it's not a chatzitz, it's batal to the guf. So what do you need the Alachal Yishim Sinai for? Zakta, you need the Lachal Yishim Sinai to tell you the Ga'inim's din. To tell you that the Sar has a different din than the Guf. Without the Lachal Yishim Sinai, I would say like the Rambam. That the Raiv is Talui on the Guf and the Sar together, it's all one big din. But the Lachal Yishim Sinai is tell you the Sar is different. And that's good for the Pshat. And you could learn this way Pshat and Rashi. That would stem with the Ridvan Erevin's Pshat and Rashi. But this is how he learns. The Gemara says, Katzitz is Deraisa. Zak the Gemara, you need the Pasuk for Sar. The Gemara says, Sar is also Deraisa. Zak the Gemara, you need the Pasuk for Reb Yitzchak. In other words, that the din of Reb Yitzchak, of Reivu Makbid, which is not a Lachal Yishim Sinai, the din of Reb Yitzchak, that Reivu Makbid, which is a smart, Ruba Kekulai, and you need Makbid because otherwise it can't be Chaitzitz, that din applies to Sar separate than Guf. That's not Lachal Yishim Sinai. That the din of Reivu Makbid applies to Guf separately and to Sar separately. That's where the Lachal Yishim Sinai is of Sarai. That's what he learns. And Rashi really can't learn the way, because Rashi's Dvar Torah means Lachal Yishim Sinai, so you see that even Reb Yitzchak is out to Lachal Yishim Sinai. But the Ar Sameach is saying it in the Ga'inim, that the Ga'inim can learn, he's learning in the Rach, that that's Guf of Pshat in the Gemara, that's where they got the Sar and the Guf is separate, that's Guf Hadalim Pshat in the Gemara. Lachal Yishim Sinai is Lagabe Sar. The Etzim Sar is the Raisa, but the din that Rubei and Makbid is a separate din by Sar and Beguf, that's taken from the Lachal Yishim Sinai. That's our Samech's Pshat in the Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.